This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, enough about Washington and politics. Los Angeles is, as of this morning, a two-football team city again. Dean Spanos, the billionaire who owns the team formerly known as the San Diego Chargers, made the move after taxpayers in that city rejected a proposal from the franchise to raise taxes to pay for a new stadium. Whether it's going to pay off? Here's Marketplace's Andy Euler.
The Chargers played their first season in the old American Football League in Los Angeles in 1960. They moved to San Diego a year later and stayed there ever since. When San Diegans rejected that tax increase in November, a move seemed inevitable. Now the Chargers will share a stadium with the Rams, who relocated to L.A. last year from St. Louis. Andrew Zimbalist teaches economics at Smith College. He says that means the two teams will share stadium revenue.
Would the owner of the Chargers, would he do better if he had his own stadium? Sure, he would do better. But it doesn't mean that he won't do better in Los Angeles than he was doing in San Diego.
In terms of the two local economies, it probably doesn't matter much. Craig Depkin, a professor of economics at the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, says that's because of one of those nerdy economics terms, the substitution effect.
The substitution effect is really dominant. Much of the local spending will just be moved from one source of relaxation and leisure that is going to a football game to another source, could be going swimming or skiing or whatever else.
He says NFL franchises don't hire many people. There could be some boost to the Inglewood economy, where the Rams and Chargers stadium will open in 2019, but the place seems to be getting a presence in the nation's second biggest media market. Alan Sanderson teaches economics at the University of Chicago.
I think the National Football League needs Los Angeles more than Los Angeles needs the NFL.
He says that's because the city's two major college football teams, USC and UCLA, already have a big fan base. The struggle for the Rams and now the Chargers is diverting some of those fans to their franchises. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.